In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. I was preparing the sermon, and I tried to think about what I have to say the first Sunday, and when the congregation come back to the church. Many feelings inside me. I remember I was give the sermon on the first day when I start to pray alone at church without any congregation, without anyone. And I have a lot of feelings to say about the church. It is not only some buildings. The church is with the people inside the church. So I was thinking during the last 3 months about what exactly the message that I got it from God. And I found that a lot of messages that I received, that when I said it already many times before. And the first of all that I have to build the altar and the church inside my heart. We lost a lot of things, the meanings of a corner prayers or the altar inside my home. And I forgot that to stay with my kids and forgot to stay also with my family to pray. Maybe it's hard that we are not present at church every time. It was very difficult to find ourselves outside the building of the church. And we will see how it's very important to come to the church, but it's a great message that I received from God, build inside your heart. I was reading Ezra the last week, book of Ezra from the Old Testament. And Ezra, when he started to go back to Jerusalem, and they already built a big part from the temple, the house of God. But he started first to encourage the people to build their heart inside, to build an altar inside their heart. And the first group, when he went to Jerusalem and they finished already the temple, and they look, we listen two different voices, one voice of rejoice and one voice of weeping. One voice of rejoicing, and they see the first time in their life a temple to pray. They remember the captivity for many years. And they didn't give incense to God. They didn't go to pray inside the altar or inside the temple or inside the house of God. And another voice we listened in the day of Ezra, when they went to see the temple, when they finished the temple already, weeping, because they saw that it's not like before, like the temple of Solomon. And also they wept because they spent more times without coming to the church and without coming to the temple, the house of God. And I remember also too, the psalms name psalm of ascent, lehiya mazamir al masaid. In the Old Testament, when the people of Israel, when they go to the temple to pray, they have to say many psalms. They have to read it. They have to pray it. And the first psalm we will see, it's Psalm 120. It say like that. I am distressed. I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me. First psalm that I have to pray when I'm going to the church, I have to understand that this is a church, is a refuge. As if I am a kid, I'm a child, and I have a lot of troubles outside. Outside, there is a lot of issues, a lot of distress, a lot of depressions. So what I have to do, I have to flee. and I have to come to the church. That's why I remember many people said to me, Abuna, can we come to the church even outside to take the blessings from the church? The church, it is not a building. The church, it's a house of the angels. One day, Abuna Matta al-Miskin, Father Matthew the Poor, he was in the taxi with a driver, and he passed in front of the place with Mary Gergis Sporting in Alexandria now. And there is no place, there is no church. It was before the church, maybe 20 years before or 10 years before. So what he did a cross on this place, and he said, the angels desire to see a place of God here. 10 years before. The place of the of God, we are joining the job of the angels. Not the angels come to us in the church to join us. No, we are joining the angel inside the church with their job. Their job only to praise God. So when we come to the church, as if we are coming to the refuge, we have a lot of issues in our minds, and we find like a baby or like a child who scared from something, so he flee and he escaped from everything, and he wanted to go to his, the bottom of his mother. And this is exactly, we are coming to the mother, our mother. This is a church. When we pray, I am in my distress, I cried unto the Lord. So the first thing when I come to the church, when I'm on my way, I have to pray, hey God, I am distressed. I'm coming to you. I have nothing to do. I know that the devil tried to deceive me many times. But what I have to do, the people outside the church make me uncomfortable. The people outside the church drag me outside your zone. And I'm not comfortable anymore outside, that I wanted to see my comfort zone again, to come back to your bottom. This is the church. I have a desire, and I'm crying to God as if I am a child, and I want to come back to my father or my mother. The second psalm when we have to pray, when we are going to the church, or one of the psalms of the ascent, Psalm 121. I will lift up my eyes to the help from whence comes my help. Comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. And the second psalm that I have to lift my eyes up when I'm going to the church, and I say to God, I'm leaving everything outside the church. When we go to the mountain, this is the mountain exactly of a mountain of Sinai, when Moses and Elijah, they went to have a peace. I can't come to the church again, and I have a lot of things in my mind. I have to leave it. The first psalm, I'm crying to God. I said, I have a lot of issues. So he looked to me, Habibi, leave it. You are going to the mountain now. When you come to the church, leave everything outside, because inside the church is a part of heaven. The church is like exactly, you are, as I said before, you are in a flight and you're going to the Caribbean, or you're going to Maldives. And pass, for example, you're going to anywhere. So anywhere, so you open the window and you see, for example, the pilot said, this is a Maldives now here. So you open the window a little bit. Oh, it's beautiful. And there another one come, please close the window now. But it's amazing. It's beautiful. Yes. This is exactly what we're doing. We're coming to the church, open the window, see a part from the heaven, and after we finish the liturgy, close again the window. This is exactly the heaven. So when I'm in heaven, I can't think with anything else. I'm seeing the angels around me. Yesterday, I had someone in confession, and she said, she had a long story, and she said to me that one day she felt that she wanted to leave God. And she told me, she told me one day, I said, like, no, I don't want to see you. He said to him, I don't want to see you again. So she said inside her, the last time I'll go to the church, and I will tell you that exactly in front of you. And she did it. She went to the church, and in front of Jesus Christ, she said, I don't want you. I don't want to see you again. And she said to me, I couldn't. I felt there is, I said it, and after that, I'm sorry, I can't do that. Inside the church, she couldn't. She found that the church, she said to me, I found it as if Jesus Christ is talking to me and said, no, what you're doing? You are my daughter. I remember there is many people, un-Christian, they called me and they said, Abuna, can we come to the church? Like, okay, why? We don't know. When we come to the church, we feel comfortable. We feel that there is a peace inside our heart. We don't know why. The people who are, they are un-Christian and they don't know God, they felt it. They felt how the church is different when they come to the church. So the second psalm, as we said, I will lift up my eyes. So when we come to the church on our way, I have to pray to God and lift up our eyes and our hearts and said, we want to leave everything outside the church. We want to be with you only. Origen said, easily to go to the mountain. And he said, go to the mountain and you will find me. So if you can't find God in the world outside and you feel there is a lot of things, come to the church. You will find him easily. He said, if you can't find me outside, come here to the church, to my house, and you will find me here. And the last psalm, there's many psalms actually, but this is what I am last in today. Psalm 122. Psalm 122, he said, I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I think today, for example, on Sunday morning, when we said, all the people, come to the church, I have to pray like that. I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Clap your hands because you are coming to the church. We are coming again to the house of the Lord. And not glad only because we are coming. No, we were the first time from 3 months ago or more, we couldn't come to the church and the church was closed. And we know now what the meaning of the church is closing their doors. And I understood also when I pray, please God, open the door of the church all the time. We understood now from like the last month, we understand now that there is meaning of keeping prayer and praying a lot about to come to the church and to open the door of the church. So that's why he said, I was glad when they said to me, let us going and let us going. The church is the people, the church all together. I can't come by myself. I remember the first time, actually, it's the first time now that I give the sermon with there is a people. Through the 3 months, I give the sermon to the pews only. So the first time that I see people now in front of me, I see the reaction of your face, for example. The first time, like from the 4th month ago, like I'm talking to myself. It's not only the problem. The problem that I see when I come to the church the first time and I see there is no people, I was sad. Because I see how the people are important. I'm not praying to myself. I'm not praying for myself. That's why we said, I was glad today. I would change the psalm with David, the prophet, and I said, I was glad today when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord, and they opened the church for me. And when we come to the church, what we will see? We will see like that. Its eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. 1 Corinthians 2:9. And we will find else inside the church. Open Revelation 21. Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth has passed away. Also there was no more sea. Then John saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. This is a part of from the heaven where we are seeing now here. If St. John, the beloved, saw the part of the heaven in the Revelation, and he wrote that in the Revelation book, we are seeing every day to that when we come to the church, we see the new Jerusalem and the heaven inside the church. And prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. This is exactly when we are praying, when we are coming to the church, that Jesus Christ is present here and he is present with himself. St. John, he's talking about the future, about the new Jerusalem and about the heaven. And now we are inside the church. We see the same new Jerusalem and new the heaven, the new heaven. This is exactly, we see Jesus Christ inside. This is the new. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. When we come to the church, if you have any tears in your eyes, he will wipe it. Because we come here to bring him everything under his feet. So he will wipe all the tears. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Then he who sat on the throne said, behold, I make all things new. Inside the church, everything is new. When I come to the church, I have to go outside with a new heart, a new mind, a new things, a new thought, a new everything. Then he who sat on the throne said, I make all things new. And he said to me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and I am the Omega, the beginning and the end. When I come to the church, I don't know why in the beginning, a lot of people said, Abuna, can you tell me the time of when the gospel, we read the gospel? It's not the time of reading the gospel and coming to the church. Between me and you, I'm very happy that we close the door after 30 minutes of the beginning of the church. I'm very happy from that. Because we have to be outside the time when we come to the church, the heaven. I'm the Alpha and the Omega. So what I have to think about it? I have to think about the time? No, I can't. I don't know what the time. I remember during the pandemic, there is like that deacons, when they were praying with me, one day, I think we prayed more than 3.5 hours. But really, in fact, I didn't know that we pass more than 3 hours and a half when you are praying. When we pray, lift up your hearts and your eyes, your thought. Don't think about the time. Don't look to your watch. Don't look to the time. We are outside the time. Now we are in heaven. He said, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give you the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts. But I saw no temple, and for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city had no need of the sun or the moon to shine. No need more to sun or a moon to shine. Jesus Christ is with us here in the church. Let's pray together that God open more the church and more people come to the church. And also, let's pray that we can start a new beginning when we come to the church. It's a new beginning. Really, we have to start different. Before, I'm talking about myself. I was lazy when I come to the church. But the day of coming to the church, it's really a day I have to prepare myself. I remember when I was in Alexandria, there is two people, an old people, they said to me, I said to them, I will see you tomorrow to pray together the liturgy. So they said, no, I'll pray after tomorrow. So I said, why? You have to come tomorrow with us. He said, no, I have to prepare myself. Like I said, to prepare yourself. What do you have to prepare? So he looked to me like as if I'm like, are you stupid? You don't know what I have to do. I have to pray. I have to clean myself. I have to repent. I have to confess. I have to praise God. I have to prepare myself. And I have to be ready to take the communion, the body and the blood of Christ. And I was like, oh, really, what I'm doing? I'm going to the church without preparation. So they learned in me. They taught me about what I have to do. I learned this lesson when I was young. I can't go to the church without preparation. I have to be ready. Let's pray to God that He bless our church and all the churches and open also the church in all the world and to not close the door of the church in front of the people. This is the refuge when we are coming and lift up our eyes and our hearts. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
Yeah. Sofia Theopros Homin, Kyrie Eleison, Kyrie Eleison, Henomethmi.
We believe in one God, God the Father, Apostle, Prophet, Creator of heaven and earth and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one
Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God,
God the Father for all ages, Light of light, true God, begotten, not created, of one Son, Father, by whom all things were made, who for us, man, for our salvation, came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became man, and is crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead according to the Scriptures, ascended into heaven, sits right hand his Father, and is crowned with glory, judge and live in death, whose kingdom shall no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who sees in the Father, with the Father, sons who worship and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and one holy Catholic apostolic church, we confess the baptism of our sins.
We, Lord, for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the issue come.
Is more in impossing. Of your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus. According to your goodwill, O God, fill our hearts with your peace. Cleanse us all from blemish, all guile, all hypocrisy, all malice, and remembrance of evil and telling death. And make our word your master to greet one another in the holy kiss, that without falling into condemnation we may partake of your immortal and heavenly gift in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Greet one another with a holy kiss. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Yes, Lord, our Jesus Christ, the Son of God, hear us and have mercy upon us. Offer an order, stand with trembling look towards these. Let us attend.
Through the intercessions of the Theotokos and Mary, O Lord, grant us the forgiveness of our sins. We worship you, O Christ, with you.
the Lord be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Oh. paradise of joy. When we disobey your command by the gall of the serpent, we fell from the eternal life and were exiled from the paradise of joy. You have not abandoned us to the end, but have always been our true holy prophets, and in the light day you manifested yourself to us who were sitting in darkness and the shadow of death. Through your only begotten Son, our Lord, God, and Savior, Jesus Christ, who of the Holy Spirit and of the Holy Virgin Mary. He granted us the birth from on high through water and spirit. He made unto himself a congregation and sanctified by your Holy Spirit. He loved his own who are in the world and gave himself our salvation and to death. In shedding over us, we whereby were bound and sold on account of our sins. He descended into Hades through the cross. صعد إلى السماوات وجلس عن يمينك أيها الآب أرسم يوما للمجازاة هذا الذي يظهر فيه ليدين المسكونة بالعدل ويعطي كل واحد كنحوي أعماله.
برحمتك
رب وليس كخطايا
Im peinigte im Mysterion in tezi mentestezi im sejran api fi evmo kampi on kampi kosmos took the bread into his home. Oh, 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 holy hands, which are without spot or blemish, blessed and that life-giving.
Amen.
He looked over heaven to you, God, who are his Father and Master of everyone, and he gave thanks.
Amen.
He blessed us.
Amen.
And he sanctified us. Disciples and the apostles saying, take it of it of all of you, for this is my body, which is broken for you and for many, to be given for the remission of sin. This is due in remembrance of me.
This is true. Amen.
هكذا أيضا الكأس بعد العشاء مزج من خمر وماء وشكرا. وباركها وقدسها القديسين ورسل الأطهار قائلا خذوا اشربوا منه كلكم لأن هذا هو دم الذي للعهد الجديد الذي يسفك عنكم وعن كثيرين يعطى لمغفرة الخطايا هذا اصنعوه لذكري confess my resurrection and remember me till I come.
Amen, amen, amen. Your death, O Lord, we proclaim. Your holy resurrection. And
Therefore, as we also commemorate his holy passion, his resurrection from the dead, his ascension into the heavens, his setting at your right hand, O Father, in second coming from the heaven, also full of glory, we offer unto you your gifts from what is yours for every condition concerning every condition and in every condition.
Worship God in faith. Let us attend. Amen.
And this bread he makes into his holy body. الكأس أيضا دما كريما للعهد الجديد الذي له given for the remission of sin and eternal life for those who partake of him.
Amen. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.
May our dear Master who partake of your all in the perfection of our souls, our body and our spirit, that may become one body, one spirit, and may have a shared and inheritance with all the saints who have blessed in the beginning. Remember, O Lord, the peace of your one only holy Catholic and Apostolic Orthodox Church.
Pray for the peace of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Orthodox Church of God.
Lord, have mercy.
هذه التي اقتنيت عليك بالدم الكريم الذي لمسيحك حفظ بسلام وجميع الأصحاب والرزقين الذين فيها. وأولا نذكر يا رب أبانا التوبة المكرم رئيس الأساقفة والكرم بابا المعظم الأنبا تودروس الثاني وشريكه في الخدمة الرسولية أبينا الأسقف المكرم الأنبا بولس.
صلوا من أجل رئيس كهنتنا البابا الأنبا تودروس الثاني بابا وبطريرك ورئيس أساقفة المدينة العظمى الإسكندرية وشريكه في الخدمة الرسولية أبينا الأسقف المكرم الأنبا بولس وسائر أساقفتنا الأرثوذكسيين.
يا رب ارحم.
And those who are right and divine word of truth with him, grant them into your holy church to shepherd flock in peace. Remember, O Lord, the Orthodox Hegemon, priests and deacons.
Pray for the commons, priests, deacons, and subdeacons, and the seven orders of the Church of God.
Lord, have mercy.
وكل الخدام وكل الذين في البتولية وطهارة كل شعبك المؤمن اذكر يا رب أن ترحمنا كلنا ما آمان
ارحمنا يا الله الأمدابتا الكل.
Remember, Lord, the safety of this place which is yours in every place and every monastery of our Orthodox fathers.
Salvation of the world and of the city of ours and of all cities, districts, islands, and monasteries.
Lord, have mercy.
And those who dwell therein, God's fame, riches, the Lord, the Lord, the air of the heaven, the fruit of the earth, the water of the river, the sea, the herb, and the plant of the field is here. Bless them.
Pray for the air of the heavens, the fruits of the earth, the rising of the waters of the rivers, the seeds, the herbs, and the plants of the field, that Christ our God may bless them, bring them to perfection in peace without harm, and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Grant them to their measure according to your grace, give joy to the face of the earth. May it fair be abundantly water, and its fruit be plentiful. Prepare it for soul in our resting. Manage our life as the infant. Bless the crown of the year with your goodness for the sake of the poor of your people, the widow, the orphan, the traveling stranger, and for the sake of us all who entreat you and seek your holy name. لأن أعين الكل تترجاك لأنك أنت الذي تعطيهم طعامهم في كل حين حسنا اصنع معنا حسب صلاحك يا معطي طعما لكل ذي جسد املأ قلوبنا فرحا ونعيما لكي نحن أيضا إذ يكون لنا الكفاء في كل شيء كل حين نزداد في كل عمل صالح. Remember, Lord, those who have brought us this gift, those on whom the end be brought, and those by whom the end be brought. Give them all a heavenly reward.
Pray for the holy and precious gifts, our sacrifices, and those who have brought them.
Lord,
this, O Lord, the command of your only begotten Son, will share a commemoration of your sins. Graciously accord, O Lord, to remember all the saints who have blessed you since the beginning. Our holy fathers, the patriarch, the prophet, the apostle, the preacher, the evangelist, the martyrs, the confessors and all the spirits of the righteous who consummate in the faith most of all the pure full of glory ever virgin holy Theotokos Saint Mary who truly gave birth to God the Lord. And Saint John, Fernand Baptist, the martyr, the Stephen, the pro-martyr, the beholder of God, Saint Mark, the apostle, the evangelist, the martyr, the patriots and saviors of our teacher discourse, Saint Serge, the apostolic, Saint Peter, the holy martyr and the high priest, Saint John Chrysostom, Saint Sidicius, Saint Theophilus, Saint Demetrius, Saint Cyril, Saint Basil, Saint Gregory the Jolundian, Saint Gregory the Wonder Worker, Saint Gregory the Armenian, the 318 Sylvan and Nicaea, the 150 at Constantinople, and the 200 at Ephesus. Nempeniotin zinke os penishti of Antonius, nimpis mi of Pavli, nempi shomtis of Ava Maca. Nemno shire tiro en stavrovorus. Nempen avio ane biromenos, nempenyot ava pishoi pimis mi piromen teleios, pimen riten te penso tiren as. وابن بابول الطموه وحسك يا التلميذ السيدين الابوين الروميين ماكسيموس ودوماديوس وان 49 شهيدا شيوخ شهيد والقوي القديس انبا موسى ويوحنس كاملكس وابن انبا دانيال الكموس وابن انبا سيزوروس القس وابن انبا باخوم اب الشركه وتدروس تلميذه وابن انبا شنود رئيس المتوحدين وابن انبا ويسو تلميذه وابن انبا تكلاهي منود وأبانا أنبا إبراهام أسقف الفيوم والجيزة والبطريرك البابا كيرلس السادس والأرشزياكون حبيب جيرجس وكل مصاف قديسين هؤلاء الذين بسؤالاتهم وتلباتهم ارحمنا كلنا معا وانقذنا من أجل اسمك القدوس الذي دعى علينا
فليقولوا أسماء بين بطرك القديسين الذين ركض الرب نيح نفوسهم أجمعين ويغفر لنا خطايانا
بركات مقدسة Yeah.
هؤلاء وكل أحد يا رب الذين ذكرنا أسماءهم والذين لم نذكرهم الذين بالعدل منا والذين ليسوا في فكرنا الذين ركضوا وتنيعوا في الإيمان بالمسيح تفضل يا رب أذكر أنفس عبيدك أبونا بشوي كامل وأبونا مرقس عبد المسيح وأبونا أرسانيوس عزيز وأبونا بولا ناشد ومن طغمة العلمانيين يسري كامل باسم عبد المسيح عادل عبد السيد نادي حلمي نظمي من تيادي أدوار من تياد سميع القمطس حاسوي رانيس شعاتة يسري توفيق زكي ليزا حنس الحاوي نبيلة أمين مينا تفضل يا رب نرسم جميعا في أحضان بالقديسين إبراهيم وإسحاق ويعقوب علهم في موضع قدر على ما راح في فردوس النعيم الموضع الذي يرب من الحزن والكآبة والتنهد في نور قديسين Lord, whose soul you have taken upon in the paradise of joy. In the region of the living forever, in the heavenly Jerusalem, in the place. And we too who are sojourners in this place, keep us in your faith and grant us your peace unto the end.
As it was and shall be,
it is from generation to generation and to all the ages of واهدنا يا رب إلى ملكوتك لكي بهذا كما أيضا في كل شيء يتمجد ويتبارك ويرتفع اسمك العظيم القدوس في كل شيء كريم ومبارك مع يسوع المسيح ابنك الحبيب والروح القدوس Again, let us give thanks to God, the Pantocrator, the Father of our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ. For he also has made our worthy now to stand this holy place to lift up our hands and to serve his holy name. Let us also ask him to make us worthy of the communion and partaking of his divine and immortal mystery. the whole. Pantocrator de long, oh, oh, Lord, our God.
Amen, amen, pray.
Kyrie eleison.
The great high priest who was incarnated and became man for the salvation of mankind, and out of all nations he called unto him a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and justified people. And you have sent the Holy Spirit upon the apostle on the day of Pentecost, and he came upon each one of them like divine tongues of fire, and filled them with every knowledge, every understanding, and every spiritual wisdom according to your faithful promise. And they spoke in every language, and they preached your holy name to all nations. أما بطرس وأبو نس الرسولان فكان زلا أحدهما يشفي الأمراض وكانت مناديل وعصائب الآخر تذهب الأمراض وتخرج الأرواح الشريرة وبعدما كرزوا بإنجيل الملكوت وعلم الأمم سفك دمهما من أجل اسمك ونال إكليل الرسولية وإكليل الشهادة. His holy disciples and honor apostle the descend of the Spirit and the Paraclete upon them and gave them authority to work healing, wonders, and miracles. They preached to all your holy name and restored us to the true faith of the Holy Trinity. We praise you. We bless you, we glorify you, and we give thanks to you on account of these great gifts. And we ask you, O Master, to grant us also the forgiveness of sins and to purify our hearts, our souls, our body, and our spirits, so that with a pure heart we may boldly venture without fear to cry unto you, the Holy Father who art in heaven, and saying, Our Father.
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil one. Christ Jesus, our Lord, for thy kingdom, power, and glory, forever and ever. Amen.
In pe Christo.
Remember, O Lord, our congregation, bless them.
Save them in with your spirit and the fear of God. Let us attend.
Sanctification by the Holy Spirit. Son of our God. Amen. Muqaddasun wa kareemun Gasad wa damma haqiqi Liyasu al-Masih ibn ilahuna. Amin.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. I believe. And confess to the Lord, bread, life giving flesh, that your only begotten Son, O Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ, took from our Lady, the Lady of us all, the Holy Theotokos. Saint Mary, be what divinity without make, without confusion, and without alteration. He with the witness of good confession before Pontius body gave it up for us upon the holy wood of the cross of his own will. For us all truly I believe that his divinity parted not from humanity for a single moment, not remaining of I, given us for salvation, remission of sins, and eternal life to those who partake of him. I believe. That it is so in truth. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. I believe that this is so in truth. Amen. Pray for us and for all Christians who said to us concerning them, remember us in the house of the Lord. The peace and love of Jesus Christ be with you. Sing Alleluia. Pray for the worthy communion of the Immaculate Heavenly and Holy Mysteries. Lord, have mercy.
Yeah. tipe, alleluia. Iisus pe Hristos epșiriem, efnotis o temeron uo.
Tere to us the Paraclete, the Spirit of Truth, the Comforter of Amen. Alleluia. To sustino Theos osoti.
يا ملاك ذي ذبيحة الصاعد العلو اذكرنا أمام الرب يغفر لنا خطايانا فنسبح منك قائلين
آمين هللويا زرت سفتريك أيك أجيب نعماتي كنيكاي كريستوس أنا ستونن أنا تنوشي ولنغو اموشي وبن شوي سيسوس بخريستوس اسموني رينتت في مرمو امي في عرو اسموني سي نمني سي ماري بتنا نمت كيريني او انتبتن بكلا او سوتمون او ناينا كيريا ليسون كيريا ليسون كيريا بلوغيسون امين ازمو
Pia Christos Pennoti.
Epurun tati hirine moinane te kirine seminane te kirine kane nobe non evol mega worthy to pray. Thankful to our Father who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us there our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Praise Jesus our Lord for thy kingdom, power, Lord for
never. والآن محبة الله الآب ونعمة ابن صالح المسيح وشركة وموهبة وعطية الروح القدس تكون مع جميعكم. Go in the peace of the Lord to be with you all. Amen. We are very glad and we rejoice also too with God, with all the angels that we open again the churches. So really we are, thank God that we have all the congregation come back again to the church. So go again to the our website and also we will send an email. We increase the number again of the congregation for by next week. We would increase the number of the congregation a little bit because we start with very low numbers, even it's less than 30%. Because we wanted to see how the people will react with us, with the, like to respect all the rules that we have. So now I think first week it's good. So with the second week we'll increase a little bit again. So go again the website and to see, for example, if you have more places or for in the literature or not. Okay, now please go. We have two doors. So هتلاقي بلوقة البركة هنا في متقطعة فممكن واحنا خارجين ناخد فالجزء ده هيطلع من الناحية دي and this برضو الجزء ديت هيطلع من الناحية دي هيلاقي برضو بلوقة البركة متقطعة ويطلع من الباب ديت بس عشان نحافظ بس على السوشيال ديستانس بتاعنا ونصلي دايما ربنا يفتح الكنيسة ويرجع كل حاجة لمكانها تاني.